This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, the burdens a great wizard such as myself must bear, lo. But we do all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep things like, oh, I don't know, being responsible for the loss of your fellow wizard's immortality, all bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to work through whatever's weighing you down. Going to therapy has taught me that I don't have to react to every emotion I feel, even though those emotions are valid. Sometimes taking a moment is all you need to respond in a way that's truer to your values. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
There's a lot to say when buying a new home or car, but only one thing to say that can help you protect them. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And just like that, a State Farm agent will be there to help you choose the coverage you need, no matter where you are in life. When you need coverage options, your State Farm agent is there to help, on the phone or in person. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
People of Earth, who's ready for the buzziest, most binge-worthy podcast online? If that's you, you should go listen to Scamander. But if you've had the best and you're ready to try, well, us, there's no better podcast to gently talk you down from greatness than this old contrivance, which is not real, like many of the things blogged by Scamander. Life is a herald. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp, the greatest warrior in all of Foon. And if you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 8 years and several months ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I used that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, The Strange Familiar, in the town of Nibblebottom, at the base of the unnameable mountain in the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-hosts, both of them preparing for the Wizard's Choice Awards, but first I'm going to introduce Chunt the Talking Badger.
Oh, yeah, baby!
How you doing, bud?
Arnie, I'm doing well. Thank you so much. You know, recently I've been talking so much about Buka da Buttholes and Loose Stools, my bar and restaurant, which...
So you had first, you were like, I'm going to start a bar.
Yeah.
Before Loose Stools is even open, you're like, I'm going to open another bar called Buka da Buttholes.
Gotta have a bar and grill. If you're serving booze, you need something to soak up all that booze. And the menu's coming along nicely. Thank you for asking.
Okay, sure,
I have gorgonzola salad. Okay. Those are gorgonholes. Fettuccine Alfredo.
I don't mean to. I'm so sorry. I really shouldn't slow you down on any of these. Gorgonholes?
Yeah, well,
like when you say gorgonzola, I'm like, I'm kind of there. But then if I really drill down, like, what is a gorgonzola?
Arnie, we don't have time because I've been focused so much on that. I've been focused so much on, you know, trying to possibly have a child with you and Usador, podcast Nichunt the Blue.
Yeah,
I've been so
focused
on possibly trying to get, you know, Eggy Baby into the Wizard Choice Awards alongside me, get a plus one. But here's the thing, Arnie. I've been so focused on all those things that I've forgotten to ask you about some recent Earth stuff that I have questions about.
Oh, okay. Sure. I mean, I haven't been following Earth stuff as closely as I could. I mean, I spent a lot of time on Earth in my dreams.
Yeah.
Back at home on Earth, but a lot of it's kind of blurry. But please, I'll answer whatever I can.
Okay, I have three things I need to know what they are, and it seems pretty pressing. It seems like it's pretty hot topics in the news. Number one.
Hot topic. Okay. Oh, nope. Oh, sorry. That wasn't number one.
Well, actually, no.
Because I could talk about Hot Topic for...
Okay. Number one, Hot Topic. What is Hot Topic?
If you're going to talk about Hot Topic, it seems like we have time to talk about gorgonholes.
No, there's no time.
I feel like there's got to be some connective tissue between Hot Topic and gorgonholes.
Arnie, What is Skittles?
Okay, so it's a very popular British sport. Don't know much about it beyond that. Okay. Oh, also, in a much less famous way, it's a kind of candy. It's like fruity M&Ms.
Fruity M&Ms.
Okay. You had M&Ms, I think.
Yeah, I did. Yes. Someone dumped them through the portal. Fruity M&Ms. Okay, that sounds disgusting. Number two, what is Weezer?
Okay, so Weezer is this band that has one album that is great. They may have had more albums after that, but there's this one album that's really great. Look, is it a little annoying that in one of the songs they go in the garage instead of in the garage? Maybe, but that's most of my thoughts about Weezer.
Wow, Arnie, I've never seen you be so petty. I love it. Question number three, why is Weezer?
I feel like the universe just needed a Weezer at that point. And because of that, Weezer came into existence. They burst onto the scene by a conflagration of Buddy Holly and sweater that you can pull on and garage. Speaking of bursting into the world when I guess the world needed it, my other co-host, Usidore the Wizard.
I am Usidore, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Trachis. The elves know me as Fianyalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges, and I am known throughout the Northeast as Gasmanius Maystar, and oft I have absconded to my garage where no one cares about my ways.
He said it right. Garage.
Garage. Okay. Usidore, buddy, how are you doing? Are you so excited for the Wizard Choice Awards?
I am very excited. With each passing week, I become more enthralled with the idea of hosting the Wizard's Choice Awards here.
Hosting the Wizard's Choice Awards?
Well, I mean, the town is hosting it, and I, as the wizard of this area, feel a certain responsibility.
Has there been any progress on getting a celebrity host for the Wizard's Choice Awards?
We've got some offers out. You know, I think that maybe Larry Birdman will do it. I think it's possible that we could get, you know, King Belroth, you know, our old friend Tom Blaine himself. Amazing. But he has to have his sister there, and she isn't my favorite, you know. So,
Usidore, I don't know if I'm supposed to tell you, but the rumors are that you're nominated for Best Off-Screen Kiss.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I hate kissing on a screen. I much prefer, you know, some sort of sentient being than just to simply kiss a piece of canvas or whatever that's up betwixt us.
And I love that about you.
Thank you. I have been collecting all manner of artifacts and things to prepare. You know, my nomination is a wonderful gift, and I'm happy just to be nominated, of course. And, you know, if I don't win Best Off-Screen Kiss, then I suppose, you know, Spintex wins or something. But I have collected a new brooch. Look at this wonderful, multifaceted gem. Look how it glows red. And look how its little googly eyes spin around.
It's going wild. It's going fucking bonkers.
Yes, it looks fun. But if you stare at it for too long, it'll drive you insane.
Oh.
And look what I have pinned to my chest. It's a bee roach.
Oh, you have a bee roach?
Yeah. It's a roach that's not quite... You know how you see like a nice-looking roach, like an A-quality roach? This one's a little more rough around the edges.
Sure.
Okay. I was afraid you had somehow crossbred a bee and a roach and made some horrible monstrosity.
Huh, fuck. I wish it was that. Can we go back?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, guys, I don't know if you saw this. I have a bee roach.
Bee roach?
Yeah, I was talking to Tim Tam the Teal, and I asked him to magic me together a bee and a roach, and look at it now. I know it looks like a regular roach who's kind of rough around the edges, but trust me, there's honey inside this baby. Let me just bite into it. Let me show you the side profile. Yeah. Let me put my hand behind my other hand so the light catches it properly.
Wait, hold on. Are you just trying to change reality at a half-assed force of will?
Can we go back before Arnie said that? I don't like that he called me out on that.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
So that's my bee roach. What else? Arnie, do we have a guest today?
Well, there's this kind of really fucked up looking woman that came into the tavern.
Whoa.
That's rude.
No, look. Look, you, sir. Look over here. Look. Yowzes. Hachimachi, that's evil. Clearly evil. Evil lady. That's an evil lady.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Please,
hello.
Have a seat.
Hello.
Hello.
I like that she's
hello.
Stressed
hello. Hello. Hello.
Welcome here to the tavern. I assume you've come directly from the pits of hell.
That's why I keep saying hello. I keep saying hello to let you know I've come straight from hell.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah.
Or the grave, but a few other spots between now and then, and then and now.
Pardon me, it's been quite some time, but aren't you the Red Queen Mirzia?
Yes, I can't believe you recognize me.
Well, you've taken on this hideous and ghastly, monstrous, apparitional form.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are you talking about my needle teeth or my sharp, pointy head?
Your head is very sharp and
so pointy. Sharp. Also, cobwebs for hair?
I was so focused on how sharp your head was that I just now noticed the needle teeth.
Oh, well, I always try to lead with the teeth, but you know, it's not always easy with this pointy head. It's a real attention really. Grabbing. Hold on, Got a little cobweb stuck in my teeth. Not the best combination. Wish I would have thought that through.
Oh, sure. Instead of pulling it out, she pushed it back.
Pushed it in, nibbled on it. Little spider crawled down the web and into the dark recesses of my mouth.
Yeah, but now that spider is crawling out through a weird, like, hole in your cheek.
Oh, I'm full of them. I'm full of them. Mm-hmm. How else are you going to let the light in, kid?
Got me
there. Weirdly.
I'm cheerful. I'm very cheerful.
I just ate half a cockroach, and that's disgusting.
Thank you.
Your visit is well-timed. Only but a fortnight ago, did we take some time to raise a cup with your old servant, one of the masters of evil himself, Calhaxaris the Grim, the Death Knight.
What was his name?
Calhaxaris the Grim? That doesn't ring a bell?
Calhaxaris. He says a suit of armor.
I was pronouncing it, but I don't think so.
Not Calhaxaris. I love Calhaxaris.
No, not Calhaxaris. I haven't met Calhaxaris.
I'd love to learn.
I've heard of him. I've heard of his great evil deeds. I'd love to smite him.
Well, he was wonderful. You know, we had an affair for years.
Ooh,
this did. Well, that's not Calhaxaris, then.
I'm not here to gossip.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Okay, well, this guy does not sound familiar at all, so we must not have known each other very well. I'm certain he must have mentioned me in passing, just as
he was very devoted to you, swore that he would do any evil deed in your name.
If I had a spider and cobweb for every person who was doing evil in my name.
Oh, you do. Here they come. They're all coming out of your cheek right now.
Oh, that reminds me. I had a friend whose cousin went to Taco Hell, and they bit into a taco, and there was a spider with an egg sac, and 2 weeks later, her cheek got real puffy, and she was like, "Is this like a pimple?" And then she went to pop the pimple, and a million spiders came out. And that's true.
I feel like I've heard so many stories about Taco Hell, and I don't know how many of them are true.
I don't love gossip. I don't condone gossip, and that sounded real. Psst, psst, shh, shh, come over here. Guess what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
so I'd appreciate it. I'd appreciate less stories about your quote-unquote cousins and all the little spiders they're supposedly hatching. Psst, psst,
can I say
hear?
When you go, psst, 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 like you cut the shit out of your mouth with those teeth? It's really—it's
impossible not to. I've gotten so used to it. To be honest with you, I don't even notice anymore. Mm. I'm still getting used to the idea of my organs being on the outside and being made of gold. At this point, I'm not sure what's going on in there, if they're even working. But they are vaguely ornamental. Do you like?
Some of them are slithering a little bit, so they might be doing something.
Oh, I suppose you're right.
Yes, you seem to be mostly pulled inside out and sort of stitched back together, or I don't know.
And then dipped in gold. That's what makes it so pretty.
Never seen such a large exoskeleton. Congratulations. that means to you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I've come a long way, friends. You wouldn't know this about me, but it wasn't so long ago that I had no corporeal form at all and was wandering, waiting for someone to bring me back into some sort of body, some, even if it had to be augmented in some way with magics. I'm back, I'm feeling groovy, and I'm just excited to be here and just see the sights.
Okay.
No ulterior motive, no reason for me to be scouring food for various reasons.
We love people without an ulterior motive.
Oh, good, good. May I ask you, friend, Usador, if I remember correctly?
Ah, yes, Usador the Blue, one of the great wizards, yes.
Could I see that pin you're wearing? I'd love to take a closer look.
The one with the googly eyes? It'll make you crazy?
The googly eyes, yes, indeed. Would you be open to giving that to me? You're trading it for something, if I have something I can offer you.
Well, I know it appears to be but just a fun piece of ornamentation, but in fact, it is a powerful magical artifact that I've brought here to help protect us from the potential scourge of evil that may be attempting to undermine the Wizard's Choice Awards. But
so
if you've
you
got
know.
Something like trade, maybe, yeah, what do you got?
Wait, hold on. Felt like that was a lost deal there. Hold on.
What is this, Disney World? We're just trading pins around here?
I mean, yeah. Maybe the Red Queen, Mercia, has something even more powerful that would be better suited to... You know, this is a great brooch, and the eyes can make you crazy if you stare at it for too long.
I have, and let me just... It's in the folds of this dark cape somewhere. Hold on.
There's seven bats in that cape.
I'm sorry about the bats. Not intended, but a girl gets lonely.
Why does the cape have intestines?
Listen... It's like, have you ever seen a pipe organ in a church?
Yes.
It takes a lot of square footage to make everything go, so some of it has to be wound and tucked into my cape. But I would say, be careful trying to hold this, because this is a wonderful, we call it a distractor. If you hold it, you'll realize it's a little plastic sleeve filled with water, and when you hold it, the shape of the sleeve causes it to slip inside of itself, and you can't hold on to it for very long. It's a kind of a wonderful magical invention that serves no purpose whatsoever, but is a hoot. Could I interest you in trading this delightful thing for the insanity pin?
Let's see.
Oh, I keep squirting out.
Isn't that fun?
It is fun. Oh, I do want to have fun.
Yeah.
I just happen to know that the insanity pin's part of a bigger set. I don't have the rest of the set, but what?
You, sir, please.
So you know about the set?
Yes, of course I know, but
you're
here...
You're like all-knowing or whatever.
I don't know if I'm all-knowing, but I know quite a bit.
Have you... I'll wait for you to stop laughing.
No, don't wait.
Sometimes you just gotta blow through.
Sometimes he'll laugh. Sometimes he's laughing for a whole
dark
episode.
Dark secrets no one else could possibly know.
Sure, I'll trade.
Oh, wonderful. Okay.
Yes.
Let's go ahead and no-takesies backsies, and I will place...
I thought this was just for, like, today, when we trade back.
No. Once I pin this onto my magical flare vest, as you can see, I've made room for that beneath my capes, intestines, and whatever other weird shit I've got in here.
Yeah.
Once I pin this into place, I will be one step closer to uniting the set and taking over Foon.
Ooh, okay. Well, I don't know about that.
So what are you guys up to?
Don't try to distract me. You just said you were going to try to take over Foon.
God, but now I'm so invested in talking about what we've been up to.
Exactly. Oh.
And I see that you already have a couple of the other items from this set of magical tchotchkes.
Yes, I do.
It's...
Are you looking at this one that has an avocado on it holding a guitar that says, let's guac?
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
What power
pin is that? What is it?
The humor pin.
The humor
pin. Why the humor pin, friend?
We gotta get that.
I would give my life for this pin. Let's guak.
Not a chance, friend.
Okay, we're gonna take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk more about trading for that Let's Guak pin. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
This episode is brought to you by Noom. Forget one-size-fits-all diets. With Noom, you get a personalized weight loss plan that's tailored to your lifestyle. No food is off limits. Enjoy your favorites while discovering healthier habits. Noom's users love the flexible approach, blending psychology and biology to help you lose weight in a way that's sustainable for you. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Okay, Red Queen Mirzia. So like I said, this left one goes on my left foot, and this right one goes on my right foot, and then these two little poles, that's what propels me down the mountain. So again, I'm offering my chunskis for your tchotchke.
I'm afraid of movement. I know I look like everything about me makes a kind of cosmic sense, right. But I'm still a little fragile, and I've heard a lot of stories about people ramming into things and the sides of things and each other and suing each other and then wearing really expensive clothes during the lawsuit, showing off and telling everyone it's not your fault and just because you're famous someone shouldn't try to sue you. And so I don't want to go down that road. I'm not interested in what you have to offer, and more importantly, those aren't going to help me take over food!
I imagine that you have to move relatively slowly with so many organs on the outside of your body. But I also imagine...
It's a gamble. Every step is a gamble.
but I also imagine that you move very slowly, almost gliding, almost like a mist moving across the ground, until you move very quickly and terrifyingly.
You really get me, Usador.
Would you mind doing me a favor? Would you mind gliding around the room a little bit? Can we just sort of see some of this gliding in action?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. If you hear a strange hissing sound, don't question it, but don't talk to it. Do not talk to it. Okay. Now, if you'll excuse me, the runway calls.
Whoa, that's a fast scuttle.
Try not to talk to it, everyone.
Yes, I need to.
No, don't talk to it, child.
I need to go.
Oh, no. Oh, my organs. My organs are coming into my mouth.
No. Chunt, you can shapeshift them back in.
Join me.
Chunt here is a shapeshifter. He should be able to just put those organs back in without any problem. Now, Red Queen Mirzia, as I've often said before, in fashion, one day you're in and the next day you're out. So
that's very clever. I like that. I wish that were on a pin.
There's
a lot going on with that saying. A lot to dig into.
Well, you did an excellent job of moving around in a terrifying way. We never really got the sort of sudden and like burst of like terrifying movement, sort of a
jump. Right now, you can see my teeth and you can taste my breath.
Oh, that breath. Oh, I can taste it.
Oh.
I I don't know if I made it clear just how dead I was for just how long, but I was real dead.
Yeah. Well, before you were dead, that's a great point. Were you similar to this when you were alive, or were you just sort of like a regular human or an elf or a dwarf or something? Or
I was just your run-of-the-mill, stunningly beautiful, royalty-laden, red velvet-wearing, maybe I'm a witch, maybe I'm not, no one really knows for sure. Mm-hmm. But people can't take their eyes off me, and then maybe I succumb to some temptations of witchery, and you've heard it before. You know, sort of, I'm just one of those.
Sort of beautiful, but like very severely pulled back hair and a circlet.
Exactly.
You know, that sort of vibe.
Exactly. What's in that cameo locket you never open?
Yes.
What's in it, Mercia? I got so tired of being asked that. And of course, the joke's on everyone else, because I came back and my teeth aren't as square as they used to be, because everybody used to say, oh, Mercia, your teeth are so square. Why are they so square? But I showed them, didn't I?
People said that to you a lot?
I know the type. You have an oil painting of yourself somewhere in an attic, eating other oil paintings. I get it.
That's exactly right. You are. My goodness, you guys get me in a way I haven't felt got in such a long... I'm not even sure I felt like this when I was alive.
Oh. Well, we've met a lot of evil entities, and, you know, so it's sort of, you know, become run-of-the-mill. You know, we know... Baron Ragoon, we know Drip Fang, we know the Death Knight, Calaxaris the Grim, who's Arnie. Your servant.
Yeah. Arnie, did you hear what you said? Ant titties?
Oh.
Ant titties? Picture a big tree with big old tits.
I thought that you were laughing in your own sort of knowing wizardy way. And I guess in a way you were. Mm-hmm. But this makes more sense.
Yeah, no, I'm not a wizard. Just, he said ant titties. Come on, that's fun.
Look, Mercia, I'm sorry. Both of these two, they laugh way too long. Whenever they laugh way too long.
Well, if we're having a Gouda day.
How did you know about the Gouda pin?
What?
Surely you know about the Gouda pin. That's not something you would just coincidentally say.
Oh, my God.
You've seen it. Where is it? Give it to me.
Oh, that means she doesn't have the Gouda pin yet. Chunt, that's one of the most powerful ones. It contains the power of imagination.
That's right. Huh. The power of imagination.
Okay. Does that do?
Why don't you tell me what you think it means?
Okay, can you use it in a sentence, please?
Yeah, this milk is homogenized.
And language of origin?
Foon?
Okay. Homogenized. H-O...
No one's asking you to spell it.
No, I would love to hear this.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
M-O-G...
Okay.
I... Imaginize. Z-E.
Sure.
Okay.
Well, Could be.
If
only spelling it could... Usher it forth.
Whoa, I just spelled it right. It just ushered forth. Look at this. It's in my mouth. Whoa.
Oh, my God. You did spell it right.
No one in the history of Foon has ever spelled it right. That's why it's never appeared before.
Look at this. It's glistening. This is amazing. This is clearly magical. Usor, have you ever seen this
spit,
before?
That's your spit, darling. That's just your spit.
Oh, yeah. It's just wet. Yeah, it's a dull pin, but it is something.
It doesn't like to be called dull. It's looking for matte. Mm-hmm. It wants to be called matte. A matte finish.
Yeah, if you had the choice of being a dull or a matte, I think I'd be a matte every time.
Huh, maybe you're just saying it wrong.
Both pretty dull.
Huh, okay, well...
Well, I'm going to need to take that off your hands. I cannot believe how easy you guys are making this for me. I have been looking all over Foon for so many different pins, and it looks as though just today I've come up with two. They came to me, more or less.
How many of these pins are there?
Well, take a look at my flare vest.
Go.
Okay. Looks like there's space for a dozen or so.
That's right. A baker's dozen. 14.
I gotta go to your baker. I also, I gotta say, Queen, I don't like when you said, I gotta get my hands on that pin, I don't like that your hands detached, plopped onto the floor like little arachnids and scuttled up to wrap
you
around my neck.
That. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry that you noticed that. That was supposed to be a fun surprise.
Well, I would say it is a surprise. I don't know if I'd use the adjective fun. And I would say it's almost never not going to be noticed. I'm surprised we had the fortitude to not call it out immediately.
So you guys this whole time were watching out of the corner of your eyes, my hands, my spidery hands, prancing along, getting closer and closer.
Yes, just praying to the goddesses they would come nowhere near me.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm only just noticing now. Do you have more than just two hands? Because kind of all over the tavern, there's kind of creepy hands doing stuff.
Oh, who can count? I mean, you get it. Hands, am I right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got to have a couple spares, but it's not wise in front of most people who aren't magical like you and I, Mercia, to just, you know, let your hands loose and around where all people can see them.
Well, perhaps I should consider summoning them back. Pardon me for a moment.
Oh, she ate them, and now they're growing back out of her wrists. We got to introduce you to Jamie and Sammy. That would be a wild game of hands.
I can't believe I didn't mention them in my list of evil people.
I'm just glad that every time one of your hands tried to choke me, I started to jam it. And it, between...
Jam it?
And between jam it...
Where is this
a doll and a matte pen.
Let him finish.
No, you know what? No, we're going to go to break.
What about my name?
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So, Mercia, you're looking for 14 pins, but how many do you have already? Like... Look, we should be clear. We're good. We're good here. So we're probably going to be a little bit at odd, but also evil
people...
Oh, you're saying you're...
I thought you were just saying you and I are good. Like, hey, don't worry about it. We're good. Well, whatever happens, we're good, you and me.
Yeah. Like,
that's not
like,
what you're saying.
Here, Queen, take this Gouda pin. We're Gouda. Here, you can have it.
You gave it to me, you fool!
Yeah, it's worth it. It's worth it. We're all laughing. Look, we're all laughing.
No, but what Arnie was saying was before was we are here, come together as a force for the side of goodness and the light, and we shall not stand down until goodness and light reign throughout Foon. Nay, you shall have to slay us all if you wish your evil ways to spread over this land.
But I just want to say that evil does play really well on the podcast. So in a way, we are good. We are good. So like we will
Thank
slay.
You.
At some point, we'll have to have a reckoning. But
I think, you know what? There is nothing more adorable than someone trying to act like they're good and that the power of good will prevail right after they have foolishly handed over a very key piece of my vest.
That was chunt.
So it's landing a little flat. You know what I mean? Because I'm feeling like I'm winning this one.
Okay. Well, you might be winning, but I think isn't a key function of good being like stupidly giving away your advantage sort of constantly?
Listen, whatever's good for your ratings. You know what I mean?
Oh, shit, I wish I knew.
Yeah, and I'll say if you thought it was dumb for me to give you that Gouda pin, I have, speaking of Slay, I have this pin that I found. I dug it up in the backyard of the tavern a few weeks ago. It was super far down. This pin that says Slay Girl Slay, and it's a girl, and each one of her feet is on like a sleigh. Here, you can have that. I don't know what it does.
I don't want that.
Oh.
Well, I think it's one
that's
of
them. To me.
I don't think that's one of them, Sean.
Oh, I think it is.
It's not one of them.
No?
Is it? So, like, not every pin is a pin of power.
Not every pin is a...
Just because a pin is stupid doesn't mean that it has a special kind of power.
Right.
Foon. Just because it's stupid doesn't mean if I put it onto my vest and when my vest is complete, I will be able to snap off some of my fingers and create whatever reality I want that does not include bars and grills. I've said too much.
I'm crying and I don't know why. I just found the pin. It's not like I made it. I don't know why I'm so upset about
it. Don't want
called.
It. Don't need it.
No bars, no grills, no taverns.
That's like 90% of Chun's interests.
I know, and isn't that so irritating? Why aren't there more things with the homogenized Gouda pin I can eliminate with the power of these other pins? Of course.
Well, here's a pin. It's an ear with a tattoo, and it says irritating. Is that one of them?
I mean, are you that? Yes. Do I want your stupid pin? No.
Shunt. Every pin you have that has some ridiculous saying on it can't be one of the powerful 14 pins.
Okay.
Look here. If this one that just says it's beer o'clock somewhere, that's useless.
What? Come on. Beck, come on. It's what beer o'clock? That's not even... That doesn't make sense. What's that a play on?
When she gets really
it's
excited...
It's the time pin.
The time. Yeah.
When she gets really excited about a pin, you can't even really understand what she's saying. Give me that back.
That feels like a dig, and I don't appreciate
Sean,
it.
Sean, that was just a oneer, though. That's not... that. Yeah. Look, most of the pins are just pins. Like this one that I found that says, wine me, dine me, 69 me. Like, that's just a dumb pin.
Oh, good. So, okay, that makes
I hope
feel...
you're not waiting for me to say something. You guys are really bad at this. But actually, you're really good at this because you can keep forking over the pins as much as you want. Show me all the pins you have. This is wonderful. I will, by the end of this day, night, week, or month, I will have that time pin.
She
because
needs
it
a time
is
pin,
beer
clearly.
O'clock somewhere.
Well, I mean...
By the end of this day, week, month, or year, I will
like
have that time pin.
I don't like to set my expectations too soon. I like to stay open.
Sure. I can't give you the time pin, and I can't give you the insanity pin. I'm so sorry. It's just as a force of nature brought into this world to protect it from all manner of evil, I would be remiss in my duties if I just handed these powerful artifacts over to you. Plus, the beer pin must be how we changed reality earlier, Chunt.
Oh, yeah. Well, what about... I have this one. It's a drunk hen, and it says it's beer a cock somewhere? Is that one? It's a hen or a rooster. It's drunk, clearly drunk.
What do you think the chances are that a pin that seems alarmingly close to a pin that you already know I need
but that's
is
what I'm
going
saying.
To be
it's
another
like,
one of the pins I need?
I'm looking for patterns or something because I don't want to feel bad. Okay, here's a brain with a shot of tequila inside of it, and it says, I'm not as think as you drunk I am. Is that one?
No, but that one's really cute.
That is cute.
I would take that one. I would take that one.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Marcia, I know we aren't going to resolve our differences right away, and you make a good point. Arnie makes a good point that we have a lot of evil friends. Even though we are part of the forces of good, we have parlayed and... broke bread with many people who would consider themselves to be evil. I consider you a friend, even though we're
That's
on opposite
so
sides.
Nice.
Can I get you anything to eat? Or a drink from the bar? Something you'd like?
I would just like to add, and maybe this answers the question of whether I would like something to eat, that if you think I make one good point, come a little closer to these chompers and you'll see I make many good points with each and every one. Buddy, and again, I say that as a friend, buddy. I say that as a friend.
Oh, thank you.
She would tear some gorgon holes to pieces.
Do you have some gorgon holes? Love them.
Usador, this might be the most evil person we've ever met on the podcast because they weaponize the word buddy as a threat. We're all bound
to right,
be
buddies.
Buddy is a force for good, right?
I think Chunt did that a long time ago.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah, buddies. Hey, big guys. I have some gorgon holes. Let me just run across the street to my bar and grill. And because this bar and grill does not have them. So I'll be right back with some gorgon holes.
While he's gone, can someone, for the love of goddesses, please tell me what a gorgon hole is?
Gorgonhole. Well, are you familiar with what gorgons are?
I think some of them have, like, snake hair.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
Which is weird, right? Hair's normal compared to that.
Yeah, I mean, you sort of look like you got that pinhead, but you also kind of look like you got, like, handlebars on the side of your head. It's some hair.
Yes, yes, and they are handlebars. They're handlebars from a bicycle.
Huh.
One of my minions who helped reassemble me was going through a real green eco phase and really didn't, just wanted to spread the word that there are other ways to get around town. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I ended up with these guys, but they're really fun to hang ornaments on for Christmas.
Oh.
Arnie, you may not be aware of this, but there's a big green movement in Foon where people don't want us to ride horses. Because
bad
they
for the environment.
They're bad for the environment. They trample on the green grass, and they poop everywhere, which is brown, not green. Whereas you ride a bicycle in the grass, it's pretty all right.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Here's your Gorgonhole. Oh, I just had the worst experience. I was running over to Buka de Buttholes, and Pizza Skull came screaming by and swallowed me whole, and I was in Pizza Hell, and then suddenly I was in Taco Hell, and then suddenly I was at a combination Pizza Hell and Taco Hell. It was awful.
Wait, oh. I was at the Pizza Hell.
Were you at the Taco Hell?
No, I'm at the Pizza Hell.
Oh, I was at the Taco Hell.
I'm at the combination Pizza Hell and Taco Hell.
Yeah, that's
You're
where I was.
You're making my point for me. There are far too many eat and drink establishments in Foon. It's like every other place is an eat and drink establishment. What about those of us who don't eat or drink anything normal?
Oh, yeah. What do you eat and drink besides Gorgonholes?
I eat flesh and dreams.
Oh.
Okay.
Hmm.
Okay.
Jot that down.
Well,
which of those is easier to get your hands on?
Great question.
I would say probably dreams.
Okay. Interesting. Mm. I would have thought flesh.
Flesh and dreams. I gotta serve flesh and dreams. Okay, jotted it down.
You really give that guy a lot of airtime.
Yeah, no, I was just thinking the same thing.
I'm working through whatever weird thing he's working through.
Like, just let him go.
It sucks this lady. He's calling me weird.
You know what? It took a floating woman with razor-sharp teeth to come in here for me to really understand. John is weird. John is kind of weird.
Right? Right?
And also, I hate to say it, I'm kind of tired of talking about so many bars and grills and restaurants.
Well, I would like to invite you, and Usador, the jury is way out on you.
Oh.
Chunt, zero jury, we're going straight to the execution. But Arnie.
Yeah.
You sound like you might be interested in becoming, if not a minion, then a perma buddy.
Oh, what's this? A perma buddy?
A perma buddy.
Ooh, he's got the hair for it.
That would be a lasting commitment to help me on my journeys. Of course, you'd have to take a hiatus from whatever this is.
Hmm.
But you could join me on my journeys. You could even ride my handlebars if you want. I haven't worked out how that's going to happen
that's
yet.
That's enticing in a weird way. I don't know how I feel about that.
We roam the earth together. Keeps just tossing aside the litter of corpses in our wake as we search for the various pins for my flare vest.
Well, now, I can't commit to that right now, but you know what? We do, our season will be over in a couple of months, so I guess I could take the time off between seasons to roam Foon with you. And
as long as you make a decision by the end of this day, week, month, or year.
Okay, I can get one of those.
I hope that's not too much pressure.
Sure.
Ooh, I can tell she's happy because she just sprouted thorns all over.
You noticed that?
Oh, she's getting thorny on Maine.
Come on. Nothing for that?
We're
not going to slap him on the wrist?
That's spoken like a true perma buddy.
Thanks, perma buddy.
Thank you, perma buddy.
So, do perma buddies, do they just travel with you, or do they... When you say perma, I sort of get the sense that maybe you absorb them or something. Is that part
great
of it?
Absorb question,
is such
buddy.
An ugly word. Absorb is such an ugly word.
But is that what happens?
Look, Everyone knows I start ingesting you from the dreams forward. As long as you have plenty of dreams, you have decades to exist before you're fully ingested. Just keep dreaming. That's all I'm saying. That's all I need.
I'm guessing, Arnie, if you peeked under that eternity vest that
the
queen is wearing.
Well, forward.
Well, just saying. I'm guessing there's like, you know, a kind
we're
of a perma face.
Buddies, okay?
A
let's
face
not make
trying
it into
to
something
break
sick.
Out and hands pushing through the skin and like skeletal remains sort of like being absorbed into her.
I don't know if anyone, I have had the good pleasure of crossing over into Earth to haunt a few naughty children. And I caught a movie called Scrooged. And in that movie,
that's the movie
the Ghost
saw?
Of Christmas Future opens up his cloak. And that is what it looks like under my cloak. And the reason that it looks like that is that I modeled it after that film. I was able to control what my insides would look like underneath this vest.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's interesting. When we traveled back to Earth in the year 1989 to visit a young junior high school aged Arnie, we also saw Scrooged.
You what did?
Yeah, what are the
Isn't
odds?
Isn't that funny? I love Karen Allen. How about you?
Yes, really underrated.
Yeah,
totally
her and
underrated.
Steven Spielberg are going to be together forever.
Wait, I don't think they're together. I think you're thinking of Kate Capshaw.
What? But Karen Allen, too, right?
I'm so sorry. They're only up to about 1989 and sort of...
Oh,
what?
This is very sad.
I guess, Queen Mirzia, can I ask you how imminent is your conquest of Olifoon? Like, I feel like I can support and help you if you still got a lot of pins left to go. But if you're
I have what you see. I have one pin on. I have the insanity pin that you insist you haven't traded with me, but I swear if I could scrub back, I thought you took that weird slinky
too.
Thing. I'm pretty sure we traded. So I have that one. And then, of course, I have Let's Walk. Do I have that?
It's an avocado playing guitar.
You've got
that's
the
one you
yeah.
have.
That's
what you came in here with.
Yeah, I thought we were about to trade. Yeah. I thought we were about to trade, and then I heard something about evil, and I changed my mind.
And
but,
yet, I'm the one wearing the pin.
Here, no, it's right.
Yeah.
I'm not wearing
it. Yeah.
Oh, no. How did this happen?
And then there was another pin I know I needed, and it's beer o'clock.
It's not this wine me, dine me, 69 me one?
I'm gonna
that wasn't one of them.
Could not be less that.
Oh, here you go. You said beer cock, right? It's beer cock somewhere?
For God's sake.
We got to get rid of some of these pins.
So, in other words, if I need 14 and I only have 3, I've got a ways to go, Perma Buddy.
Yeah, Perma Buddy, okay.
Who knows what fun, silly, good times await?
How about this? I can't go off with you right now. If I find any pins, I'll send them your way, but you have to tell me when you're getting like 5 away from being done, and then we're enemies.
I will solemnly vow to do that. I want to let you know, I live in your head now, so if you find the pin, I'll know. You don't have to reach out to me, because I'll always be reaching in.
That's Perma Buddies. Thank you. That makes it so much easier for me, because now I don't have to like... worry about it or update you.
Yeah. Oh, Arnie, what's that behind your ear? Oh, it's one of my spider hands. Oh, isn't that cute?
I hate it.
Her tongue turned into a little child's hand that shook hands with the spider hand.
That's one of my best tricks. Kids love it.
Beer o'clock. Arnie, I just froze time to speak to you for a moment.
Yeah?
Why are you conspiring with evil?
I don't know. I just feel like she's good tape. You know, I'm just
Arnie.
Enjoying Mirzia.
Oh, all right. But I am going to keep an eye on you.
Also, if I'm being honest, look, I don't want to help her take over Olifoon.
Okay.
But do I trust you with an insanity pin?
What?
No. I don't want you to have an insanity pin. Why do I want a pin that if you stare at it too long, you go crazy? Why do I want the person I look at, maybe the most of anybody in Foon, to be wearing that all the time? No.
I'm not going to wear it all the time. I'm wearing it for the Wizard's Choice Awards. Or I would have been if I hadn't foolishly traded it away.
But is this about you now? You don't know what you're going to wear to the Wizard's Choice Awards.
Well, that's part of it. But also, if, let's say, a griffin...
flies down and it tries to attack the Wizard's Choice Awards. And then I take the insanity pin and I go, look at this. And he stares at it and makes him crazy.
You're going to get killed. You're going to focus way too much on the long shot of getting something to stare your pin. For how long does it take?
I've got beer clock. I can freeze time. It's even better. So I made it. I upgraded. Unfreeze time.
Beer a cock, Arnie. I froze both our penises.
Wait a minute. Just to show you,
this pin does nothing.
Okay, let me see.
I smell a time crimp.
Oh.
Did you use that pin?
No, certainly.
You pinched time. What a show off. You know I want that pin.
I wouldn't do that in front of you right here when you're our guest and I know you want this pin. That'd be incredibly rude. No, you're smelling a time crimp because I used a magical spell to slow down time and fix my hair into these beautiful crimps.
Ooh, crimping ain't easy. There's all kinds of crimps. There's hard-boiled crimps, soft crimps, golf crimps, easy crimps, medium crimps.
Marizia, now that I see it, I can't unsee it.
Blue crimps, crimp crampy. I know that sigh anywhere.
I haven't sighed this heavy since I exhaled my last breath.
Well, Marizia, I've really come around, and I am pretty dedicated to your quest to destroy all of the... Actually, can I have one carve-out? Can we keep whatever tavern I tend to be spending most of my time at currently, the Strange Familiar? Can we carve out at least one tavern? How about maybe a second for the Patreon after you destroy all taverns and restaurants and grills?
Oh, you drive a hard bargain, Perma Buddy, but... as a trustworthy person, the answer is, of course.
Okay. And I trust you, Perma Buddy.
And you should trust me, Perma Buddy.
I don't know, Arnie, if you should.
Usador, you heard the way that she snickered slightly at the end of that last Perma Buddy. That's trustworthy.
Somebody it's say so obvious you're just jealous. And that's understandable. Yeah. And here I am. I sweep in here. I steal one of your best guys. You're stuck with the other one. Of course you're going to feel a little bad. It's natural.
Yeah, you got me.
Plus, you don't know what you're going to wear to the Wizard Awards.
Your blue robe full of birch here, right?
Chunt, that's it.
This Wine Me, Dine Me, 69 Me pin is still available.
No.
Not to neg you, but that pin could make you look good.
Well, if Mosia thinks it'd look good on me, I don't know. Maybe I'll think about it.
Listen, I have room for more than one Perma Buddy. The good news for all of you is I have room for two Perma Buddies.
Usador, it looks like it's your lucky day. Because I've been negged beyond negged.
Did that episode conclude, or did the microphone just sort of give up? I'll never tell. Usador the Wizard was played with his usual fill-in compliment later by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played with all the positive entertainment quality, keep it believable, he could muster by Adol Rafai. Mirzia the Red Queen was played by special guest Janet Varney. Check out Janet's podcast, The JV Club and Braving the Elements, wherever you get your podcasts. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Shining examples of humanity who looked deep within themselves and summoned the strength to fill out a Google form. Supporters like William Walker, Carrie, Tim McNulty, Adam Painchard, Cameron Snakes Hastings. I guess Delilah Hastings and Roberto J. Snakes finally had a kid. Leia, Paula A., Sasha from Milwaukee, the spy that smells like a couch, Tabby Burleson, Heidi J. Miller, Signy, Warg the Magnificent. I've known wargs. They are problematic at best, especially when they're not house-trained. Caius Kyrus and Deborah Flores. Patrons get ad-free episodes, the entire back catalog, including all the previous spin-offs, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. We just dropped a new episode of Season 2 of Shadow City, DM'd by Anthony Birch of Dungeons & Daddies. Consider this clip.
Just want to apologize. Mm-hmm. Last episode, I got a little scatterbrained. I feel kind of silly, but I said that Tommy dressed up as a float. Now, what I meant was a balloon.
Okay.
And as we all know, what do balloons do? They float. Mm-hmm. Now, Anthony, you're the DM. You're in charge of this world. I don't know. Maybe in this world, balloons are called floats, and that just makes it easier on everyone. I know we don't call cars drives or planes flies, but wouldn't it just be nice to give Adel a big old win because he accidentally said he dressed up as a float and he meant a balloon?
Well, here's the thing is the my objection was less so that you called yourself the wrong thing and more the idea of like, I just pretend to float. That was the thing that really got in my head and kept me up at night. The idea of how a human being pretends to
float. Wait, hold on. Have both of you been thinking about this all
nonstop? Every second since we last met. Which
making love to my wife, completely distracted.
Making love to my balloons, completely distracted.
I Googled float and looked at every possible definition of it.
I mean, if you went to a diner and the waiter said, I'm going to make this root beer float, you know, that sounds insane, right? Right?
And so forth. To hear the rest and learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Speaking of Shadow City, we now have Shadow City shirts in our new Tee Public store. Not to mention a handful of Magic Tavern and Masters of Mayhem shirts as well. Available in a variety of styles and colors. Check out the link in the show notes. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adel Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer Anna Hoverman. This episode edited by Garrett Schultz. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.
Have you ever wondered how to say good morning in Italian? Or what is goodbye in French? You can ask Alexa. Just say, what is happy birthday in German? Or how do you say hello in Japanese? Do you want to know how to say I love you in Spanish? Ask Alexa and start learning a new language today.